All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast. We're characterizing this bonus content, the last episode recorded here in 2025. My name is Eddie Greer III, aka EG3 Sports Running, or Adventures of Sports. And running when a report comes across his desk here in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm recording this on a cold, well, it's been a cold day today here in Kansas City, Missouri. December 29th, 2025. You probably tell I'm ready to get the year in the rearview mirror here. Basically, almost two more days left of the year. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much once again for listening. If you pick the bonus episode to listen to, well, you're just in time, folks, because I don't have like a half hour-ish here before I decided, well, I planned this out before my coach calls, so wanted to get that in the schedule here as well. But yeah, so obviously, Sports, the Adventures of EG3 / Running, whatever report comes across this here in Kansas City, Missouri, is a tagline for this podcast. You've been listening, following along all year long. I appreciate it all year long. And for those of you fresh to this podcast, well, this was a NASCAR podcast for quite a bit until last year. Decided, well, let's go back to the old format, which when I first got into podcasting, it was a sports podcast. It was no running involved. I was involved running at the time. I don't think I shared that. I don't think I shared that with y'all. But yeah, I was in the area code when I got into podcasting, this podcasting space. And now, looking at it now, just what, handful of years later now, I've lost track of time how many years I've been podcasting now, but wow. From then, slowly getting back into running, and then now ending up being in maybe more so than the Rock the Parkway half, because obviously that's in April, and due to the news that I've heard, saw on social media today on our run club side of things, that we're all going to be there for that one. But yeah, so, and now coming in mid-March, yours truly is going to New York City. How in the world did I end up? This journey just keeps on getting crazier. Yeah, the last couple episodes have been about New York City, and they're just going to keep ratcheting it up, because almost 75 days out, I had to do some math on that. But anyways, in week four, and obviously that will cross over into the new year. So again, if you're listening to this in the new year, happy new year, y'all. Y'all stay safe out there, obviously. Safe blessings to y'all in 2026. So there's that. But man, it's been something. I think, looking back at things here a little bit, and I probably might include this a little bit in the Instagram post. I'm not going to share a lot. I'm not going to type a lot on this post. I'm going to narrow it down. Okay. So I'm going to spoil a little bit. Now, I was thinking about this today and seeing everybody's doing their race recaps, season and whatnot on there, the usual stuff like that. Comparing last year to this year, very different. I don't think I ran too many races this year. Last year, honestly. But I think for me, personally, miles, friends, overrate. Now, again, I love training for races. Don't get me wrong about that. I love the training. I love getting up, getting out. I'm in the middle of listening to the latest episode of the Nick Bear podcast. He was talking about this a little bit in his. Yeah, I enjoy the challenge of getting up in the morning. Now, obviously, not in tips like these, definitely challenging, but hey, I got up this morning. It's like, hey, let's knock this out. Let's not drag it. Let's get it up, get it out there, get it done, wrap this up. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so I love the challenge. I love training for big races. And obviously, the New York City half, not the full, the New York City half marathon that's usually got in, somehow got into via the lottery. Again, if you, the last two episodes of this podcast has been about that. So if you've missed, if you're new to this podcast or you missed out, I would advise you to go check those episodes out before listening to the bonus content. Is this going to be a little shorter? Because I'm waiting for my coach to call so we can talk, have our weekly meeting. But yeah, man. So yeah, looking back at really lately, anyways, looking back at this year, definitely different than last year because relocating up here, did a lot of races last year, met a lot of folks within this KC. And look, and I still hands down say that the KC run community is right up there, hands down, tops. In the United States. I said this last year's podcast. If you were with me last year, I said it. I said the same statement somewhere, that hands down, one of the best in the United States for sure. But this year, took a step back, cut back on the racing, and fuck, I wouldn't say, well, I could say probably, well, mental health, or what you want to call it, which is a serious thing, but focus on that, try to have a better balance, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, miles, friends, over. Now, I love competing, don't get me wrong. I miss competing every week, which I was doing even before relocating up here. Again, I'll share the story again. When, you know, I was going through some rough patches, my rough time living in Manhattan, I was looking for a little bit more variety, a little more variety, right? So again, no shade to my other fan, Manhattan Running Company. Shout out, Manhattan Running Company. You'll be seeing me. Well, obviously you see me. You see me more coming up in New Year. But yeah, so I was looking at races up here. Decided to, you know, let's escape for a while. Get in some races. Maybe, I mean, not my personality, being introverted as I am, but maybe meet some new people, and yeah, was able to, and I don't know how I did it. I look back at that time 2 years ago saying, what in the world did I get myself into? How in the world did I compete in a 5K every week, or a 10K, or a half marathon every weekend, particularly these challenges, the Heartland series. You have the half marathon series in the spring / winter, and you have the 10K series in the fall, which I won 2 years ago. Right? Yeah, humble brag, right? I guess. But yeah, man, so look, yeah, so there's all of that. Definitely this year's been different than last year. Circumstances, whatnot. It's been definitely been different, but hey, ready to, after this, we close the chapter on that. There's stuff that carries over, a little bit, but half that stuff, needs to be left in the dust. I was saying that this morning on my other podcast, Purple Project Podcast, All Things KC Sports. I told somebody this over the weekend as well. Some of this stuff that EG3's gotten himself into or gotten into for no reason whatsoever, mind his own business up here in Kansas City, Missouri, up here north of the river, or just mind your own business, hey, you know, and somehow his name getting mixed up in somebody else's mess. Most of that ain't my doing. We're just gonna leave it like that, because I can do another podcast on just that by itself. But yeah, so just trying to mind my own business, try to live my life best I can though, right? We're all not sitting here. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I am definitely not that, but doing my best every day to try to do the right thing, because hey, you know, it can be. Yeah, it can be taken away, right? So I'm trying to do that. Yeah, it's been different, but at the same time, you know, I think this year, meeting even more new people within the KCRC, the original KCRC group, meeting these people, these other runners, I shouldn't say these people, but these other runners, or people, that are involved in this group as well. And yeah, it's been a much different experience this year. Yes, we've still been racing. If you've been following all year long, we've won a race and all that other stuff. Like that, but yeah, I mean, it's been definitely been different, different experiences like that. The market-to-market was something different this year. Let me see. Yeah, that and yeah, definitely just across the board, right? I probably make it top three out of that. Maybe even an auto metron in that, which I'll get around to here at the back end of the show. So yeah, definitely been different, but looking back at, this will be really tough because, spoiler, I will come have this out, or not this episode will be out either tomorrow or the last day of the 25-year calendar year, so be on the lookout for that, by the way. But the Instagram post of the 25 best of photos, that might come out probably Wednesday as well, probably, actually. So are you serious? That's gonna be early. Oh man, but yeah. So there's that. But I'll be doing my we talked about this already, so yeah, I'll be doing my own workout, but yeah, man, but yeah, now I lost train of thought what I was saying. But yeah, anyways, yeah, so me and the people in the group. Oh, yes. Instagram post, right? Yeah, so that might come out the same day or evening as, or I should say New Year's Eve, as this podcast rolls out as well. So 10, that's hard. 10 pics, that's too hard. Looking back at these photos, whether it's the group photos or race photos or... This might have to be top 20 or 15 is too small. I might have to go with the 20 best, because there have been so many photos this year, and that's what I'm saying, you know, miles, friends over racing. Even, I mean, races, you still get the pics and whatnot, and take the afterglow pics and whatnot, and pics before races and after races, and then you have the pics during the races and stuff like that. But yeah, man, so that's good. I have yet to decide on it, but y'all know, and it is the original Fast Eddie. The Eddie is the number 3DDDY on Instagram. The original Fast Eddie, and the Eddie is spelled the number 3EDD, the number 3DDY on that. So yeah, you find me on Instagram on that, and yeah, you will know once the post. I don't know whether it's 15 or 20. I think 20 is too much, but looking back at these photos throughout the beginning of the year and looking at some of these and kind of looking back at some of the time posts as well, watch these over again on some close to the friends posts. Priest like, I forgot that happened. so yeah, I mean, it's great to be involved in so many other runners' lives. Yeah, it's been a different experience this year than last year, for sure. Last year, so many new things happened last year, and more exciting things happened last year, because I think we raced a tad more last year than we did this year. That is for sure on that. But yeah, just reflecting and trying to make adjustments. Already one adjustment is going to be no for sure. That's been wrote down. The other, and there's going to be one more for sure. I don't know what that is yet. One definitely is going to go down. So I already made a deal on that one. So that's off the podcast. That's off the podcast. I'm not going to discuss that on the podcast. But number two or number three, that's going to be discussed off the podcast. So that's we're going to be working on here in 2026. This is the bonus edition of the EG3 podcast. Look back, 2025. Boy, oh boy, it's been a roller coaster. More so than it was last year. A Greer the third, aka EG3, for this edition of this podcast. Now I wasn't sure I was going to record another one, but you know what? My heart says do it, so might as well knock it out. I'm recording this ahead of the Monday Night Football game. Of course, my team, the last Monday Night Football game of the season against the Los Angeles Rams, that's somewhat playing for maybe number one seed. I don't know, going to get that. we're trying to play spoiler, and the Falcons got back into the conversation. Now, I don't understand. Now, I'll get to my top three here in a few minutes. I'm going to get off that train and get on this train. The NFC South. Now, the Falcons, really the last 2 years, were favored, well, maybe not so last year, but I know this year, we were favored to win this division. And for probably the 1 millionth time, this winner of this, and really it's been the Bucks division, but this is going to be like another less than 10-win season from the division champs. And the Bucks have owned this division. And the Panthers, I did not see the Panthers being where they are. I'm going to be straight up. And the Carolina Panthers had a golden opportunity yesterday. Now, they're playing golden opportunity yesterday to upset Seattle in the division, pretty much. Now, both those teams lost. Now, we're playing tonight, so I'm recording this on game. It's game night, baby, so and there won't be no group Monday night. Well, for me, no Monday night group run, because, for one, it's cold, super cold when you add this wind. It's miserable. Well, look, it wasn't that windy this morning. Yeah, I chose to wait till it died down for going out. So there's that. But yeah, it's supposed to be a little bit more windier tonight. So I'm like, the Falcons playing. I want to get this run out of the way. Falcons playing tonight. There's no group running. That's so we'll wait till 2026 to resume the schedule on that. So there's that. But yeah, so the Falcons playing tonight. It's probably going to be the last time watching them because obviously the Red Zone is going to be on this weekend. And yeah, so there's that. But the Falcons, if we're eliminated, why are you putting us in discussion? So NBC put us on their little computer screen last night. It was last night before the wild Bears 49ers game. That was a wild game. Went down to the final play of that game. I can tell you sort of how I got to that point, but I don't have the time for that. But yeah, so the Falcons were in the middle, Panthers and Bucks up top. Like a mini triangle. Then the Falcons are on top of the triangle. So, where are you going with this? If we're eliminated, why put us in discussion anyway? So, they're talking like, oh, the Falcons lose. Then, you know, the Bucks still win. What? If you say we're eliminated. Now, again, the Falcons, we should have beat the Panthers one of those times. Now, it would have been a whole different story. Again, you had the Panthers at home, had them beat, and you end up losing to them again. So, yeah, there are a couple other hurdles this year that the Falcons should have won, but I ain't going down that route. On that, yeah, so Falcons had their chances, and they missed out on it, and this guy brought us in the mix. Not only him, there is somebody else was talking about us yesterday. I'm like, if we're eliminated, why do you bring us in discussion anyway? If the team's eliminated, let's leave them alone. don't bring us back in discussion. So it's like, depending on what the Falcons do, I'm like, Falcons are eliminated from playoff contention. Do you know what the word elimination means? Apparently not. Because I'm like, what? What's going on here? Y'all giving us some hope. Y'all put us back in discussion. So, but probably for this, because if the Falcons were to upset the Rams tonight, as a recorded podcast, and beat a resurgent Saints team, then potentially we could have the same records as the Panthers or the Buccaneers. I'm putting this on there now because we're probably going to lose tonight. But you get what I'm saying. That's what. But we're literally, why are you bringing this discussion anyway? Because it's going to come down to, funny enough, it's going to come down to Panthers Bucks anyway. Heads up. Anyway, for the division, because the Panthers blew an opportunity to win. And the Buccaneers, they have self-destructed. They've lost what the last like three or four games, including we beat them in Tampa Bay. Yes, sir, we beat them at their place. So, the conversation changes if we would have beat the Panthers at least one of those times. But again, Atlanta did not do their job. We got our ass kicked one of those times, and that was in Carolina. We got our ass whooped handed to us. But yeah, so that the conversation changes there. And it definitely changes if the Falcons beat the Panthers one at least once, and then maybe even get beat one, beat the Jets, beat the sorry. How do we lose the sorry ass Jets? I don't know. I don't know. But we're the Falcons, right? We lose to any other team, right? So whether they're sorry or they're good, really really talented team, right? So there's that. But yeah, so we beat the Panthers once. Get the Jets game back, and we had a coach that the rights. Colts, and if I can think of another loss that we should have won, yeah, the conversation changes, and it's another frustrating year in the books on that, and just another frustrating year of Falcons football yet again. I probably said this last year too, saying it again, might say it again in 2026. So yeah, it's just, why do you put yourself through the ringer? I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and jump on bandwagon, don't be no Chiefs fan, all that, and Chiefs. Chiefs have been a mess this year. So that one, probably a couple big things on that one. Chiefs going to be out of the playoffs. Who else going to be out of the playoffs? Baltimore, depending on what happens. So there's two games. Win or go home this weekend. The Bucks and Panthers on Saturday afternoon. I gotta miss that. And I've been talking to people about, you know, this holiday season, working on Saturdays. Not a good idea. Nope. Not a good idea at all. Not fun. It's not fun. Nope. So I wouldn't recommend it unless you have to. Well, I kind of have to. But it's not fun. Not for working on Saturdays, especially when you have to go in at 10:30 in the morning and stay on out there until 10 o'clock. During the holiday season. Not good. Not fun. I mean, it's rewarding for other customers getting their late presents and whatnot, but not fun. Not fun. It's not. It's not fun. So there's that. But yeah, that's gonna be over a wrap the week after next. It's gonna be a wrap. So I'll be glad when that's over. So give me back my normal schedule. Give me my 7 to 5. I'm straight on that there as well. So they got that. So I miss out on, let's see, the wild card. That one Sunday. I'm good. I figured it would be Ravens and Steelers. I knew it. Right, and I knew it right from when the Cleveland scored. Right when the Browns scored first, up, Steelers in trouble. And then from there, A-Rod tried to turn it up a little bit. Nope. Cleveland Browns upset the Steelers yesterday, so there's that. Panthers, I already told y'all, Panthers and Bucks. Excuse me. They both lost, so it's a win and go home. Unfortunately, got to miss that. I got to be out. I'll be working out in the field, so I'll be working on that. And then, yeah, Sundays I'm off. So, yeah, that's automatic. So Sundays I'm off, so we're good there. I'm having to miss some of the calls for a playoff. Now, New Year's Day, I should be game for all. Yeah, we're off New Year's Day. So, yeah, we're game for that. I got a new – wait. What I'm talking about this week, man, my days have been so out of whack. Out of whack the last month working these odd shifts. So again, not fun. I'm looking forward to 2 weeks getting back to normal schedule and all that. And I told y'all last week on the training side of New York City, we're back, baby, on normal training schedule. Had to move some things around, and I'm honestly getting over from getting sick over the weekend. So yeah. So I'm glad I didn't do the long yesterday. It would have been miserable out there, because from 50 degrees to what, snow flurries, and what was it, below 20 degrees, something like that, of the evening somewhere in there. Yeah, your Midwest weather, baby. Brought to you by the EG3 podcast, baby. So there's that. But yeah, man, we're eliminated. Just say we're eliminated. Don't just bring us back up, and don't give us hope. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but I understand a little bit. But at the same time, like, it doesn't really depend on what we do, because we might lose anyway tonight. So you know what I'm saying? Or we might, you know what? Monday night we might upset. Hey, the last time we played Monday night, we upset the Buffalo Bills. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, we might have an opportunity there again on every given Monday or Sunday, any given week. Y'all can be beaten. So again. Look up Cleveland Browns yesterday, right? So, yeah, man. So, but it'll be a challenge tonight. So, we'll see how all that shakes out when this episode pops up on New Year's Eve. We'll know what happened from there as well. But yeah, getting back, I want to finish up, put a bow 25 on this. Maybe, obviously, the top of the list, got to go to you. And I mentioned in the beginning of this episode that the original KCRC is focusing on Rock the Parkway. In the last 2 years, we've been able to go to the Bridge and Dam Run by Lake of the Ozarks, and yours truly come from behind in the second half of that race. 10K, I'm talking about. There's a half marathon too, but I think the decision was made, I guess, by the ringleader. I would probably say him. See him, and I'm totally fine with that because I wasn't planning on going back for a three-peat. I wasn't going back because of this, and if I'm going to do Rock the Parkway, it's going to have to be for fun. Define fun. I don't know what that is, but with New York City being the A race, it is moved up to the A race. Oh yeah, this is not some like I said last week on the show. This is not some whoop-de-da appearance. We're going up there. We're going up there to take advantage of this, of the situation. That's been the theme. I'm going to keep on saying it going into the new year. This is an opportunity. Huge. And I'm talking huge opportunity for me. Because I don't think anybody else is going. Now, again, you can do the charity and whatnot, and the charity, that's a whole nother mountain to climb there on that. And kudos to y'all who do charity for the world majors. That's a lot of effort. That's a lot of effort there. I salute y'all for that. To raise that money and then to go out there and do what y'all do. Again, do you, I do me, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, but I'm using that as an opportunity. Huge opportunity. Right there. So yeah, I'm not gonna be. Yeah, you guys know me by now. I'm a serious competitive runner. that y'all, everybody should know that by now. Given the facts, so yeah, we're going up. This is a huge opportunity, and one of the reasons why I am working not necessarily Saturdays. Yeah, man. So yeah, and that's still gonna be well. Again, hopefully I'll be back. Well, the plan is to be back on normal schedule because that was told over the weekend last Saturday. So yeah, but yeah, man. Once that's back, yeah, we're gonna be a little bit more hours here and there, trying to avoid not Saturdays. But yeah, trying to take care of this business. All that's left is to book this flight to New York, and I gotta get on this airplane. Oh my gosh, I gotta dread another airplane trip. Only two times I've been on an airplane, twice. Now, I'm not including the return trip. I'm not even including that. This is twice. Alaska, you can probably throw that in there twice, and then going overseas for the mission trip. This was a handful of years ago now when I went to Croatia on a mission trip for representing my church, me and the missionary that was there, and I believe he's still there at the time. So, yeah, man, so I gotta dread another airplane trip. I'm not looking forward to it at all. But I guess since this is a big one of the big, if not one of the bigger halves in the United States, I guess you guys are looking forward to it there as well. But I told you I'd rather train. But yeah, man. So yeah, but the winning that obviously has gotta go to the top of the heap. Top of the heap, obviously. The way that I did that, rallying back was kind of behind a ways there. It was a strategy going in as a strategy. Now, if I would have went out, I probably would have still won anyway, but I thought I was too far behind and then somehow reeled him in. And then on the last, less than a mile ago, something like that, passed him. I picked my way past him downhill, held him off, won the race back to back. It's a wrap. So that's that. As well, so there's that. So number two, I gotta say market. Market. That was not on the radar for the year. at all. So there's that. Or I'm going to step aside here real quick. I got to take this phone call. We'll be back to wrap this bonus episode up after this. The EG3 podcast. You cannot wait. The phone call could not wait till after the show, but it was just a phone call. I had to take that. Eddie Gritter III, final episode, bonus episode / final episode of 2025 here in Kansas City, Missouri, which has been a cold day today here. So I'm recording this on December 29th, 2025. Yeah, so I was, where was I? Yeah, so I was back. Yeah, so I was looking back at top races, obviously. And I have not, again, going in to the top, going all the way back to the top again, looking back at comparing last year to this year. I hate using comparing that. Obviously, I hate doing that, but obviously, you know, looking back, kind of reflecting a little bit, definitely this year has been a lot different than last year. Not competing as much as any, competing as a whole lot, like some of the individuals, and that's okay, man, that's okay. Yeah, so Market to Market, number two, that's number two there, the experience there, that's number two on the list right there, hands down, right there, the experience of that. Now, depending on, now I don't know about next 2026, because a certain marathon that we're about to at some point register might interfere with that. So might not happen next year there as well. So, and this marathon's been for whatever reason, been in on my mind and my heart for whatever reason, or some epiphany been saying, do this marathon. So yeah, and I said it on the last episode, y'all get that announcement as soon as I lock it down officially, sign up for this marathon. And it'll be a fall marathon again. It's not going to be no spring. We already have our spring. I already told you, New York City, it's going to be that race, Rock the Parkway, probably end up being the fun one there. I probably end up running with some of the group that I've been a part of, well, the quote-unquote SSRC group that was named this year. So yeah, that will probably be the plan on that. And no, I have not signed up for, after recording this podcast, no, I have not signed up for Rock Parkway yet, but that is coming. So once we get in 2026, I'm gonna start registering for the races that I want to race. That's on the sheet of paper. I want to race there as well. So we got that going on. Number three, you know what time it is. Metro Mile. Yes, sir. Come on now. Unfortunately, we didn't get the PR this time around. But hey, 3 years in a row of sub five. Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. So yeah, man. And look, the first time I did this race a couple years ago, did I train for this race? Hell no, I didn't train. I used that God-given speed that I used, and of course, that track experience, that God-given ability that I've used to get it. Now, that was kind of the goal anyway, like, you know what, I got a shot, you know, take all that world-classness away, get me on the track with these good guys, and let's let it rip a little bit. Now, it wasn't for this New York City stuff. I'll actually honestly be getting ready for some indoor track stuff, honestly. I'll be straight up with y'all on that there, because if not for this, I was dead set. Now, again, there's Trolley and the same week as Olathe, and you already know what time it is there. No Olathe marathon. Hell no. I can say that. Trolley, yep, that's on the list there. We'll sign up for that. And then, of course, one mile races on the bucket list, Des Moines, Iowa. That's the same week, but that's on a weeknight. That's a Tuesday night in Des Moines. I keep mixing these words up. The Grand Blue Mile. Yes, it's like a USA track and field certified up there. That's the one I've been really wanting to get after there as well. So that and Casey Smoke teammate did it. Did both at the same time. So I'm going to do it. I want to do that. So, I already told my coach that. I already warned, it's a terrible word. So yeah, respect that. Yeah. Expect that, Lord willing, in 2026. Yeah. We're going to be doing that. Not missing no trolley. Nope. Cause that sucked in the cold, wet, rainy. Yep. Basically sitting out. You want to be part of the action. these favorite, again, these kind of favorite races like Rock the Parkway, Trolley. I'll even throw in the fall KC, even though the last couple of years have been hot. The KC races, the Kansas City Marathon, fall, we're talking about. Kansas City Marathon, half marathon, 5, 10K, whatever, this is that y'all involved want to do that. So yeah, you want to be part of the action. You want to sit out. Hell no. You want to be a part of you. Hey, I mean, it might be fun to be the cheer squad, but no, I ain't throwing no shade on the cheer squad, but you want to be, part of me wants to be out there. I want to be out there in the fun, racing. Racing is the fun. Cheering might be fun, but that's for. So, yeah, I want to be part of the action, baby. I want to sit on the sideline. That's like, again, I don't want to go down this road, but again, that's like, again, being, unfortunately, being dinged up, you know, having to sit sideline, being or being punished for something you ain't supposed to be doing. Again, you know, so again, that to me, yeah, missing out Trolley sucked this year. That's one of the difference from last year to this year, at least that. Yeah, so getting around that, rocked up. Did I do Rock the Parkway this year? I don't think I did. I don't think I did. I think we missed Rock the Parkway this year. Ooh, I forgot about that. That's what the see. That's what I'm talking about. Looking back at some of these photos, these time hops. What I was like, did I do that? Did I do that? Oh, yeah, I forgot I did that. Oh, what's going on? Like, oh my goodness, we missed out Rock the Parkway this year. Damn. Okay. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's not awesome. That's just that. But yeah, we missed out Rock the Parkway this year. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's correct. That's hilarious. Oh my goodness. Oh wow. Yeah, I gotta go. Yeah, we missed out Rock the Parkway this year. Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? So yeah, man. Oh my Lord. Woof. So there you go on that. Yeah, there. See, there's another difference right there. Oh, if I had the hour, oh, I could go down the whole list, but I don't got the time for that. Yeah, so KC Metro Mile, you know what time, you already know what time it is on that. Honorable mention, I'm gonna go with the run recently. since we weren't able, unfortunately, to do the Good Life Halfsea, let's just sign up for a last minute half marathon. Let's go with Gobbler Gone Half, which funny enough, it was originally was going to be the A half, but instead it was back and forth between Gobbler and Good Life Halfsea. I wanted to do Good Life Halfsea, and things came up. Unfortunately, out of my control. Yeah, and I had to adjust again. So again, we do all this planning, and then when something out of left field happens, you're gonna have to adjust just sometimes, and that's just what it is. So yeah, Gobble because yeah, because of the yeah, I mean, we're on it that day there and say, hey, you know what? Let's just race hard, see what happens there, and yes, sir, in the season with a bang right there. Right there, so and then again, spending time again, it goes back to what I said, been saying at the top. This year's been so much different than last year with these with the S with this with the S. Okay, I can't misspell the SRCC, yeah, or SRRC, somewhere in there. Yeah, the group there just supporting everybody, then waiting until everybody crosses the line, supporting, cheering on. Now again, cheering again. That's not relative, but sometimes you gotta be out there, at least taking part of some of the action. That's what we're out there doing as well. So yeah, man, cheering everybody else on, no matter how long it took. So there's that. So that's kind of a that in a 2025 race season in a nutshell. That kind of some favorite moments right there. And yeah, I can go on and on, because definitely the first year, full year here, boy, there are some moments, boy. I forgot about that. I thought I did Rock Friday this year. Like, no, you didn't. You didn't do it. It's like, oh, see, we did. Oh, we did. We did. Oh, we did. Sorry ass instead and pay the price for it in the second half of the race. But yeah, that was the second half. The last 4 miles sucked. I can tell you on that one. But yeah, I can tell you this: we're not doing no spring marathon. So there's that. So put a book on that. We're gonna do some hard fast races. there for that time period. So I want to do fast races. So there's those two, and there might be obviously Casey Metro Mile. That's on a that's definitely on the books again. And then potentially another one in Oklahoma. We'll see about that. But yeah, this will be we got some eyes on the prize, maybe, and CIM's on that list as well. So for the time being right now. So yeah, man. Well, I bet I'm gonna have to fulfill that promise. But anyways, yeah, man. So wow, we're gonna end it on that. Yeah, man. So much fun. Kind of a different year this year, but again, blessed, thankful. Again, for this Kansas City running community, and shout out Manhattan Running Company again for that as well. Again, we're gonna have to break some. I'm gonna have to break some tendencies off the podcast, which I'm not gonna discuss that. So you can take that what you will there on that. But we're gonna have to break some tendencies there as well. But I'm definitely, obviously, we'll keep. I don't know if we'll be back on the first full week, but definitely, probably potentially the second week for sure. There, we'll see. Well, actually. We'll figure it out there as well. As I'm getting that close. EG3, he better get off the mic. He better get off the mic. Coach called him calling. His coach called earlier. I'm like, what happened? What's going on here? He called the wrong time. We might not share that information there as well. But again, ladies and gentlemen, again, it's been a blast yet again podcasting to you guys. And you want to subscribe, you might want to subscribe right now, because 2026 is going to be something. It's shaping up to be something. It's going to start off with a bang, big bang, baby. We're going to New York City. I can't confirm that. But all that's left now is the plane ticket. But yeah, I think EG3 is going to be the only person that represented the KC running community up there, unless somebody I don't know is going up there. I'm pretty sure a couple people are going up there, but I don't know if they are. So, but anyways, that's the focus, and we'll have y'all buttoned down for sure on New York content there as well. You want to make sure you subscribe to this podcast there at the beginning of 2026. You want to look back, download any of the episodes of this year, check out the, or re-listen to some of these. I gotta go back to some of these as well. Definitely iTunes, Spotify, wherever you see your favorite podcast, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, we have finished, crossed the finish line on another episode here. Bonus coverage here on the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much for listening again to bonus coverage or another episode of this podcast. We will talk to you in the new year, Lord willing, in 2026. Until then, we'll talk to y'all on the next edition. We out.